This week's Torah reading is called Shlach, which means to send emissaries. And the Torah reading starts with the story of the spies, where Moshe Rabbeinu chose 12 great leaders of tribes and sent them to the land of Israel to check the place and to see around how to go inside, what's the best tactics and so on to conquer actually the land that God gave to the Jewish people. Now they came back and they gave a report. And the report was that the land was actually fantastic. And they brought fruits, huge fruits, to show how this land was so great. And they added a detail, the idea that nobody can go into this land because people, great people and giants live in this particular land. It's impossible to go in. Even God cannot bring us inside. So people rebelled against God, against Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said that they wanted to come back to Eretz, to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, and God sealed, so to speak, a decree as a result of this particular rebellion that all the people that went out of Egypt from 20 to 60 years, they had to die actually in the desert. They did not want to go inside the land, so as a result of this, they were not going to go inside the land. And that's what happened actually. Every single year, a particular day of the year came in, which is called Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, which is the day that the spies actually returned and gave this terrible report. And year after year, this particular day, people used to actually dig their own graves, lay down to sleep, and those who had to die in that particular year, they passed away, actually. And the rest stood up and life went on, so to speak. This is the first story that appears in Parshas Shlach in this week's Torah reading. Now, we have to try to understand, there are many, many questions and details. I'm just going to point one particular idea. We have to understand what was wrong with these guys. Because after all, they were chosen people, and the Torah says, Kulam Anashim, they were great leaders of their tribes, to the point that they were good leaders and so on. What was going on over here? What happened? Why did they come back with such a terrible report to the point that God said, all of you, you know what, guys, you have to wander, you're going to have to wander around the desert for 40 years, and everybody's going to die, and so on. What was the problem? One simple explanation is that they had a lack of faith, a lack of emunah, faith. They even said, the Talmud says, that they even said that not even God can bring us inside the land. So, okay. Because of a lack of faith, terrible things can happen. That's a very simple and superficial explanation. But there's a very deep Hasidic explanation of what was going on over here. The spies and the rest of the people knew that when they were going to go inside the land of Israel, Eretz Israel, they had to work the land. They had to plow, sow, and so on, work the land in order to produce bread and so on, food and so on. And these spies, they did not want to leave the desert. Because in the desert, they had clouds that surrounded them, and they had man, food that came down from heaven. They had water out of the well of Midian and so on. Life was pretty easy, but not because they didn't want to work, so to speak, spiritually speaking. Rather, they did want to work, spiritually speaking, but they wanted to work only in a spiritual way, to the point that they are called the generation of the desert. In Hebrew, desert is called Midbar. And Midbar is directly related to another word in Hebrew, which is called Dibur, words. They were the generation of words. What does that mean? They did not want to go into action, actually fulfillment, practical fulfillment of the commandments of God. Rather, they wanted to remain in the world of Dibur, words. It is as if you love somebody and you just talk about it, but you don't do anything about it. So it's not enough just to talk about it. You have to go and do something. That's what actually expresses your love towards that person. The same thing basically happened to the generation of the desert. That's why actually 12 or actually 10 people sinned and gave a terrible report of the land of Israel and everybody died. What do you mean? Why? Maybe just these guys had to die and not the rest. These were the guys that started all the rebellion, not the rest that just followed the rebellion. And the answer is there was a whole generation of the desert. They were all generation of the Midbar, Dibur, word, that they just want to remain in a world, so to speak, of letters. Some say letters of the words, letters of speech, so to speak, letters of thought. Doesn't really matter the deepness of the explanation. But the point is, they did not want to go into practical things. And the truth is that the whole purpose of creation is to make this world a dwelling place for God. And the way of doing this material world a dwelling place for God is to actually get involved in the material world, quote unquote, go inside the land of Israel to make it a godly place, to actually reveal the presence of God in the worldly and earthly matters. And since that's the purpose of creation, of course, the spies and the rest of the people did not want to fulfill this purpose. They wanted to remain, so to speak, enclosed in a very spiritual world. And that's what actually generated, like God said, you know what? You want to remain spiritual, just spiritual? You cannot go into the land of Israel. You're not fulfilling the purpose of creation. And the lesson is very simple and clear. It's not enough just to talk. We have to actually go and do. And of course, it has to be the same thing, what you say and what you do. But that's a different lesson, so to speak. It's not enough just to remain in a spiritual and mystical things and the world. No, 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 no. You have to go and do what God actually is expecting of each one of us to make this world a dwelling place for God.